Okay, Rabbi Isai. In the middle of trying to get a handle on this machlekes, the Gemara seemed to make it overly complicated. So just to review where we are now, is like this. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. We know that there's a halacha that a woman brings one korban on many ladies. So if a woman has several ladis, all of them within one time period of the Zman Leda, which is either 40 or 80 days, depending if it's a Zohar and a Keva, so then the second Leda doesn't trigger a Chiv Kol. And or it gets Kepatot with one Kol. Okay, so I wouldn't necessarily say it doesn't trigger a Chiv Kol, but one korban is brought and it covers all bases. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yehuda argued, and Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that the second Leda is takapoto, but the third Leda, being that it's outside of the Zman of the original Leda, has its own kol. And obviously that's how it would go weiter. The fourth Leda would be poto from a kol, if it's within the malois of the third, and then the fifth would be chayv in a korban, its own korban, and that's how it keeps on being mizgalgal. So basically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have one malois, and that malois doesn't change, stays the same. And anything within that malois is potter from a korban. And anything outside of that malois is chayv in a korban. And the second leder doesn't trigger an extension, a further extension. According to the Chachamim, this is a snowball reaction, keeps on increasing, and every time you have another Leda within Malois, it adds another Zman. So as we were learning the Sugya, we said that without going into the Gemara, we had two ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. And one way to understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Rabbi Yehuda totally ignores the second Leda completely, which means that the second Leda is like doesn't happen. So basically, a woman can only have halachically one Leda per Malois. If a second Leda happens within the Malois, we ignore it. It's like it didn't. It's not something. I'm not creating that Losh. It's a Losh in the Gemara. And the Gemara says the second Leda is Kamanda Lesna. Okay? So we view the second Leda like Ruach Pila we had earlier. A woman could miscarry something which is not a Vlad at all. It's nothing. Anything within the Malois is not considered a Vlad. It doesn't trigger anything. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. It is a Leda. It's absolutely a Leda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah is not mechayev a woman to bring a korban on such a Leda. A Leda that happens within Malois, the Torah doesn't hold that there's a separate chiyuv korban on that. Obviously, chiluk and halacha would be simple, as we discussed last week, in very extreme levels. Number one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold it's not a leida at all, potentially there won't even be tumas leida. Again, the Chazon Ish in our sugya says clearly that can't be the case. It can't be. But I'm just saying, if we want to go to the most extreme version and say that anything toich malois doesn't happen, it's like it didn't happen, so it could range from not even having tumas leida at all. Clearly, not having yemei toya at all. No yemei tahara, because if there's no leida, there's no tahara. Right? She still has the yemei tahara, the first one. But the second leida, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's ignored, it's not that it's ignored, it's that it didn't happen. Right? The other way to look at it, according to the other version, that it's only a ptur of a korban, then there's no reason to say that Tumah v'Tahara should be affected. It still has Yemei Tumah, and it still has Yemei Tahara. And that's how everything was peaceful. Till we got to Davyud, everything was peaceful. Because either way, either version is glat. And it sounded like on Dav Tesam and Beis, the Gemara we went through last week, it sounded like that was the Gemara's question of Kshetim Tzoloima. What is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? The Chachamim hold a second Leda did occur. Rabbi Yehuda holds a second Leda didn't occur. So it's all l'chaim l'shom. But then we come to Yoram and Aleph, and all of a sudden the Gemara gives us a whole new thought process, which we weren't following. And the way Rashi learned this Gemara is that the Gemara now is entertaining a whole new version. And that is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second Leida is acknowledged, number one. We do look at the second Leida. It did happen, which is okay. And therefore it has Yemei Tumah, which is okay. And therefore it has Yemei Tara, which is also okay. That's all okay. But then the Gemara throws out a whole, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the Gemara throws out a whole new thing. The Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps the second Leida will actually be more eventful than according to the Chachamim. So all of a sudden the Gemara is going to a completely new Mahalach, which is a Pella. It's almost completely misnaged whatever we were thinking on Daftes. Because we think on Daftes, we're thinking of just how far does Rav Yehuda ignore the second Leida? Does he ignore it completely? Does he ignore it partially? But the Chachamim, clearly, they're giving a lot of credibility to the second Leida. Just the opposite, the Chachamim are saying the second Leida starts the whole process again. And then the third Leida starts the process again. According to the Chachamim, they're giving much more credibility to each Leida that happens.
Clear what happens as far as Tumah and Tara is concerned. If the second Leida, what is the sequence of what happens according to the Chachamim? That's clear.
The Gemara doesn't have any doubts what happens according to the Chachamim. According to Chachamim, the second Leida is a new Leida, and therefore it brings on new Yemei Tumah and it brings on new Yemei Tahara. If they overlap, in as much that they overlap, they dance together. They coexist. In as much that the second Leida extends it, it extends it. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, according to the Chachamim, the way the Gemara is going, the second Leida, let's make it simple. The first Leida was a Zohar, the second Leida was an Akeva. Okay? So according to the Chachamim, Toich Malois, of the Zohar, there's an Akeva. That Akeva now brings in another 80 days of Yemei Tahara, minus the first 14, which are Tumah, 66 days of Tahara. So that means there's another 80 days now, the clock starts ticking. There's 80 days now, like it was the new story. Now, if the first one was a Akeva, okay, and then you were mapple, the woman was mapple a zohar. Okay. So there, according to the Chachamim, again, there's only one korban, obviously, but the second Leida is not going to get rid of the Yemei Tahara that you still have from the first Leida. I thought that's what you were trying to do. According to the Chachamim, everybody agrees, you count new Yemei Tumah v'Tahara from the second birth, and the Yemei Tahara of the first one keep on going. And either they're gonna end, if it's in a cave, it may potentially end past the second Leida. And if it's a Zohar, if the first one was a Zohar, it's gonna end in the middle of the Yemei Tahara of the second one, and it's gonna keep on going because the second Yemei Tahara is standing. According to Chachamim, you just have a building going up. You have Yemei Tahara of the first, you have Yemei Tahara of the second. But they overlap, they very comfortably coexist.
So you keep counting the Yemei Tahara from the first, and whichever Yemei Tahara ends first...
Ends later? No. Whichever one ends later,
then she's
Mutar B'Kadosh. That's all. Now, you don't recount, which is all part of the problem that we have, what's going on here in the Gemara. For some reason, the Gemara here is going, the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who again, the whole idea of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was, to some level, we ignore the second Leida. Right? That's the whole point of Rabbi Yehuda. But clearly, he's ignoring it in relativity to the Chachamim, he's ignoring it. To some level, he's ignoring the first Leida, the second Leida. But now the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything starts again, and we don't do it now, we wait because they can't coexist, which is another Pella. What does that have to do with anything? Like David, like you're bringing up, according to Chachamim, they coexist. So why can't they coexist according to Rabbi Yehuda? Even if Rabbi Yehuda holds of this, why can't they coexist? So basically, Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do like this. We knock off, this is a tzad of the Gemara, we knock off the 14 days of Tumah now. So in other words, the story happened like this. The woman had a baby boy. And then she was mapil in a kever. So according to the Gemara's version, now, one version of Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, what would happen is like this. The Yemei Tahara of the Zohar, if it was day 30, let's say, now she had 14 days of Tumah. So she's holding by day 44. Right? She has a, she was mapil in a kever. She had to have 2 weeks of Tumah. So now we're holding by day 44 from the first lady. So according to the Chachamim, the first lady is gone with the wind. We have no shaykhs to that lady. It's gone. It's out of the window. We don't know about it. It's ended. By day 40, it ended. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is saying that no, we're still in the middle of that. We were counting 30 days. And all of a sudden, there was a later. So everything stopped. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything stopped. We stopped counting to the first. Now you have your made tomb in the middle. So now there's a two-week break. And now, after the two-week break, you go back to day 30 where you were holding. You finish your Svira Tahara for the first later. And then you start again. So really what Rabbi Yehuda is creating is two delays. Not one delay. Two delays. Two extensions. Rabbi Yehuda is number one, extending the first later, which according to Chachamim we weren't doing. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you know what? Now you're still, you're 14 days, you lost. The last 14 days you lost from the Yemei Tahara. In as much that you lost it, you can now keep on counting the Yemei Tahara of the first. And then after you finish that, now you start counting again, 80 days, right, really 66 more days of the 80 of Yemei Tahara for the second birth. So you're way gone from the second later, and you're still counting Yemei Tahara. So basically, for what's happening according to the Gemara's version, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rabbi Yehuda is giving you much more buck for your bang on the second lady than the Chachamim are giving you. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the second lady comes in, it's unbelievable. It breaks everything. It's so acknowledged that it breaks the Yemei Tahara of the first, it stops that. It has its own Yemei Tahara. It's mamish the king. The second lady is mamish like a melech malchi emlochi, which is a Pela Nifla. It's a Pela Nifla. Rabbi Yehuda was the opinion that we were working with. He was the one that held that we ignore the second lady. So now the Gemara has, well, is it that we ignore it completely? Or is it that we're more machshivit than according to the Chachamim? More machshivit than the Chachamim, and also, on the side, agav urch, another chiddush, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that 2 days can't overlap. Tumah and Tahara can't overlap. They automatically get separated, which causes further extensions. Because if they can't coexist, so after you finish the Yemei Tumah, you go back to the Yemei Tahach. This is so much Torah, that where do we get it from, Bechlal? The only indication we have from Rabbi Yehuda is the opposite. The Rabbi Yehuda holds the second later is nothing. So we're going from nothing to all and more. That's Mamish Marafi Sigra. Mamish Marafi Sigra. But again, there is no rhyme or reason to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more effective than according to the Chachamim.
No, If it's commander lesser, where you can break it in the middle, then it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, fine. The later is a perfectly good later, second later, and now you hit on. Because
And why, if you hold, if it's Kaman De'isa, don't you add on?
If it's Kaman De'isa, then it's exactly like the Chachamim. Then it's exactly.
So why don't you add on? I don't get it. According to Chachamim, there was a second layer there.
Right.
And we machshiv that second layer.
Correct.
And that's why it creates another 80 days.
Right. But things go so concurrently with each other.
Why?
According to the Chachamim.
Why?
The Chachamim.
How do you know that? But
that's
what we're asking. What we are asking is, where in the world did the Gemara see that there's this distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, one side of Rabbi Yehuda is that he holds its Keman D'Lesta, we ignore it completely. The other side is its Keman D'Isa, and it's more Isa than according to the Chachamim. Where in the world did the Gemara see that? You're saying that that's what we see in the Gemara. I'm asking to you. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that's what we see in the Gemara. I fail to understand where the Gemara saw this. This is like a whole shtickel Torah that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say a word. The only indication Rabbi Yehuda told us in the Mishnah was, I ignore the second layer. That's the only. He made one objection to the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, we look at the second layer and we don't ignore it. And therefore it extends another set of days. And then if there's another layer, it extends another layer. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree. There's only one extension. The second layer I don't look at. In that, somehow the Gemara saw this whole shtickel Torah. That I only ignore it, lagabi the carbon, lagabi the leida, I consider it. Not only do I consider it, it extends the Yemei Tahara. Now it's extending the Yemei Tahara, it extends the Yemei Tahara. I mean, this is a shas. And all Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah was that I ignore the second leida to some degree. Where did the Gemara see this whole binyan? So the first thing we have to understand here is that this Gemara b'chlal only works if you hold a certain way in Hilchos Nidah. And this is very important. That's step one. There are two approaches. Those of you that are doing the Daf Yomi had it recently in Maseches Nidah. There are two mahalchim in the Gemara. How to learn Yemei Toya. Yemei Tahara. The fact that a woman has these 33 or 66 days of Tahara, there are two ways in the Gemara how to learn it. One way, Machloik is Rav and Levi. One man, Omar, says, Shtei Mayonoi Sein. Shtei Mayonoi Sein. Which basically means, scientifically, again, I'm not saying scientifically, halachically scientifically, is that there are actually two sources of blood. There's a source of blood that a woman has after she has a baby. And that source of blood, halachically, is different kind of blood. That blood is not metame. It's not metame. Just like the Mishnah says, there are chomish maris that are tome. There are five maris of blood that are tome. When they were bekiim in maris, they used to metar a lot of different things that today we metame. Because they only were metame, those specific five maris of tume. And the Gemara, basically, the Gemara is saying that according to that opinion, that Shtei Mayon is saying, it means that the blood that comes after a birth is like a different source. And that source is not Tomei. That blood that comes then is not Tomei. Even scientifically speaking, medically speaking, you would say that it's very possible that the blood that a woman has after birth is a different source, especially if there's nursing and there's whatever it is. But the bottom line is that's what the Gemara says. That one opinion holds its two sources. So then it's really scientific. It's a scientific concept. The other way the Gemara says is no. Mayan echadu. It's one Mayan. Hatoyga tumosoi vatoyga torosoi. It's really exeris hakosov. It's not based on any scientific difference. The blood is the same blood. The blood that a woman has during the 33 or 66 days after birth of a zochah nekeva is the same blood. There's a gzeiros hakosef that blood doesn't make her into a tummy. Just like there's a gzeiros hakosef that during the 11 days of ziva, the blood that a woman sees makes her into a zova. And there's a gzeiros hakosef that the blood that a woman sees during the shiva yemei nida make her into a nida. So there's a gzeiros hakosef that the blood that a woman sees, either 33 or 66 days after a zochah or a nekeva, doesn't make her tummy. Now, our Gemara only works according to that opinion. I don't know if the Olam is following what I'm saying here. Because the fact that our Gemara says that you put everything on hold, you say, okay, stop with that, count this, then go back to that. What do you mean? This is scientific. What are you doing? This is not Sfira. We say, okay, you know, we start counting, we stop counting, we start counting this one, then we go back to that counting. These are all halachic zaken. Right? This is not scientific. So if you learn, Shtei Mayonos Hein, there are two sources of blood. There's one source of blood after a birth, and that source is tahor for this amount of time. So then, the most you're going to get after a birth is 66 days. After the 14 days, you get by in the cave. After that, it goes back to the other kind of blood. You can't tell me, well, I extended the counting because in the middle of these days, I was counting for the first, and I didn't start counting for the second till later, so now I have a longer. That whole thing doesn't make any sense. So clearly, our Gemara is going according to the opinion who holds Mayan Echot. It's one Mayan. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv that even though it's one Mayan, for 33 days for a Zohar, 66 days for an Akeva, following the Yemei Tumah, is Yemei Tahar. In that vein, you can say, okay, so the Torah gave me, really it's the same blood. It's the Tumah type blood. But the Torah gave me 33 days for an Akeva, for a Zohar. 6 days for an Akeva. If I had both, in the middle, so I can count those, and then I can count those. All I'm saying is then at least conceptually, I'm not even getting into Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Conceptually speaking, that's the only way to learn our Gemara. That our Gemara is going, that it's really, it's Mayan Echot. And the Torah said that you have days that you can count, that even though it's coming from the same source, it's Torah. Now you could say, okay, so you could count 33 for the Zohar. Then if you have an Akeva, you could count another 66. And they don't overlap. You finish these, then you start those. But if it's scientific, Gaita Snitch. That's number one. That's the Hakdoma Rishonah, to understand how. Now we go to Shnia. Hakdoma Shnia. And once we have this, then we'll be able to answer the sugya here. We'll also be able to answer a little bit the question that we asked 2 weeks ago about Nagoyim. Because it all ties in. In the Maram HaKlemis here, we brought down two Rambams. One Rambam we read through last week, the first Rambam. First Rambam was in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapora. That Rambam said, "Hayoledes einam mevia korbona b'yem harboim or b'yem shmoinim, elam areve shimsho mevi korbona lamocha." Meaning, Hayoledes can only bring the korban either on day 41 or on day 81. That's the Rambam. The Rambam, that's the Gemara, and then the Rambam goes on to say, "V'mevia korbona b'soich melois lo yotza afilu evia avlodes orishoinim." So this Rambam we went through last week, we explained a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you have several ladies, right, several births, and even though you're out of the first one, okay, so in other words, a woman had a zocho, and then she was mapil in a cave, she miscarried in a cave. So on day 35, she miscarried in a cave. So now she has another 80 days till she could bring korbanos for the second birth. Now, according to what we learned in our Mishnah, she has an option. She could bring one korban at the end of the 80, the 81st day of this later, and the paters both, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Well, it's only two, according to Rabbi Yehuda also. It's an option. L'chor, it's an option. The other option is bring two. That's what the Ravid holds, right? The Ravid holds that if a woman brings a, so now on day 41 of the first Leda, she goes to Beis HaMikdash, she brings a korban. L'chora, according to the Chachamim, that should be fine. But I, the Torah, says that a woman could bring one carbon at the end and patter. Okay, but she didn't do that. That was an option. According to the Chachamim, as we explained, there are two separate chiyuvei korbanos. That's the whole concept, according to the Chachamim. But your yotze was one korban. So if the woman didn't wait till the full 81 days, instead, by day 41, after the first zohar, she brought a korban. So if we didn't have this Rambam, we would say no problem. Now she'll have to bring another one. At the end of 81 days from the Nekeva, she'll have to bring another one. Could have she waited if she wanted? Yeah. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says, "Im evio korbana b'soich malois lo yotzo, afilu evio v'lodos rishonis b'soich malois ovlad ze lo yotz." That's good for what the Rambam's trying to be mechadish. The Rambam's trying to tell us that you should know. Even though you're outside of the Yemei Malois of the first, still doesn't work. Still doesn't work. That's what the Rambam says. Now, comes the Ravid. Omar Avrom ze teima gon. This is a plea, says the Ravid. Im shilcho ko b'neisea toich malois lo malo yotze. Why is she not yotze the ko? He says, "Umaishto chatas chelav v'dam." If you have chatas chelav and dam, as I said, number one, you could bring one without the other, the chelav and the dam. Number two, you could bring it while you're tomei. Sha'atomei mishalech oisu makrivim lo. A tomei person could send a kol, and we accept it. So who cares that the woman now is tomei for the second leda? But the first leda, she's finished with. The zohar part, she's done. It's finished. So that's out the window. So why can't she bring a korban now if she pleases? Again, her financial advisor will tell her, don't do it, because you have an option to wait. To bring one at the end, why you want to spend all this money? That's financially. But forgetting a financial cup, why shouldn't she be able to bring a korban now? Elamai, you're going to tell me, maybe there's a din that a tomei person can't send a korban. It's not true. A tomei person could send a korban. A tummy person could send a chatas to the Beis Hamikdash. So why shouldn't she be able? That's the Ravid's time. So that's one problem. The Ravid's problem on this Rambam.
That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying it's not a good idea, a good option. The Rambam is saying if you have two blottos or three in the time, you must bring the carbon at the end. You can't bring it.
Yes, so the Ravid is questioning that. The Ravid is questioning where the Rambam got that from. That's the Ravid saying. The Ravid is saying, I don't see, because again, this is what we tried to explain last week, which is that clearly, according to the Chachamim, there are two separate chiyuvei korban. That's the chiddush of the Torah, that you could be yotze with one, but each leida is machayev a korban, right? Each leida is machayev a korban. L'moshel, what would be if a woman would decide to wait, and then she would have das only to bring it on one later. And the Kohen only had das on one later. It was only on one later. It was not l'shem the second later. So again, I would say, if you ask me, I would say she has to bring another one. Just like if somebody's chayev a chatas, in order for the chatas to be oil, it has to be, it was brought for that chet, for what it's going on. Right? Even if a person had two chatiches shel chelev, and he has to bring two korbanos. He has to be mafresh the korban for the chalev that he ate. And then he has to bring it for that chalev. So if he brings for the wrong chet, it doesn't work. So I would say, again, logically, I'm not saying maybe this Rambam is telling me something new. But without this Rambam, I would say that if a woman would bring the one korban at the end, if the malois of the whole thing, but she and the Kohen and everybody is only having in mind one of the ladies, I would say it wouldn't work for the other. She'd have to bring a second. Huh? It's a lady issue. The lady is Machai of the Kohen. The lady is Machai of the Kohen. A woman doesn't have an option to say, I don't want to bring it. It's not like a Tahara. It's not a Tahara. You could say, I don't want to become Tor. She has a Chiv Kohen. So she has to bring a Kohen. So, l'chora, if they wouldn't bring it l'shem the second layer, there wouldn't be Eila. That's the Ravitz time. The Ravitz time is l'chayra, there are two chiyuvim karbonas. See, even if you could wait and bring one at the end, that's, you could do that. That's your prerogative. That's an option. But if you didn't do that, why shouldn't it work? If you brought it now on this on the carbon that's due now, that's the Ravitz cash. Where do you see that? The Bach, you mean? Umapelas, you may toyar the sheni, I'll call Elu Mavia Kobanech. Yeah. That's why the Bach puts in I'll call Elu Mavia Kobanech. On all of these,
all the previous cases,
she brings one Kob. No. It's not Al Achman. You may toyar the sheni, I'll call Elu Mavia Kobanech. Upturin, she's butter. Because it's being brought, I'll call Elu. But I'm saying, what would be if you didn't have in mind the first lay at all? So I would say, why shouldn't she be chayiv on that later? Was that later mechayiv you a call? Before the second Vlad was born. Yeah. So now the second, so all the Torah was mechadish. By Zoyz Torah Hayeledes is that you could bring one. Where did the Torah erase the chiyuv that you already had for the first kol?
I didn't know it was that you could bring one. Maybe that you can only bring one. Maybe.
Why would that be? I mean, I
don't know. I could see
the
Hashem.
The Torah
says you bring one for these two ladies. You bring one carbon. That's not equally rational as you have the option.
Because we know for sure each lady here halachically triggers a chiyuv kol. That's the whole point. If you're gonna accept that, you're gonna further complicate the chachamim shita about the yemei melois, because the simple way to learn the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim was that Rabbi Yehuda said you only have one, because there's in that toich yemei melois there's only one chiyuv kol. L'chayra, the lamdus of the chachamim, that they say it keeps on extending, is that the Chachamim hold, it's always several chiyuvim, that you yotze with one kol. So if you had 10 leidos, and you finish the last one 2 years after the first one, doesn't matter. You bring one kol. Because ultimately each leida is a chiyuv kol, and there's one kol being brought on everything. Meaning to look at it the way the Rambam is looking at it, is much... Clearly, you're both right. The Rambam is somehow looking at it that way. And clearly, the Ravid is not looking at it that way. The Ravid is looking at it, separate chiyuvim, that you have one carbon at the end, that potters everything. But it's not that the one carbon at the end is not going on the Lay the Rishayna. It's going on the Lay the Rishayna. It's going on the Lay the Rishayna, and it's going on the Lay the Shni, and it's going on the Lay the Shlishes. Now, if you brought, what I'm trying to say is, if you brought it before the Yemei Melois of the second one, it can't go on the second one. It can only go on the first. Right? It can only go on the first. So now you have to already say, it lies in this pasuk that the first Leida is not Mechayiv a Korban independently any longer. And that's what comes out according to what you both said. Why can't I be Yotzen out with this Korban? I brought one Korban on the first Leida. Why does it go down the toilet for? So now you're going to have to say, well, when the Torah said you bring one at the end and you potter, included in that was that the original chiyuv is no longer there. That's a chiddush. That's what the Ravid, that's why the Ravid doesn't accept that as a possibility. Because even if we would accept what you're both saying, it would be more logical to accept it at the end of the 80 days if the woman says, you know what, I opt to do two karbanas. So then it would be more logical that the Rambam would say, no, 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 we don't give you that option. The Torah said, you should bring one. But if it lamaisa it was brought 40 days, 41 days after the Leida of the Zohar, to tell me now that it doesn't work, that means you're basically saying that the pasuk that said that you could bring one at the end also said that the original obligation as an independent obligation is no longer here. That's a very big kiddush. That's a very big kiddush.
Maybe it never started.
It did start. No. It starts the minute the baby is born. The Rambam is saying that. The Rambam agrees. Let's not forget that everybody agrees that there's Yemei Malois at the first. Sai according to the Chachamim and Sai according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's Yemei Malois.
But the Chiv only starts at the Malois, not at the birth. So that if you bring
the Chiv is triggered by the birth. That's for sure. It's triggered by the birth. Okay, so let's go on. Now, the second Rambam that we have here, the Rambam says like this. The second one that we have here in the Rambam comes, I don't know if everybody has it, I'll just read you the part that's critical. This is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. Very strange Rambam here. There's just a couple of words that are strange. It's strange why he's bringing it in. The Rambam says like this, it's the fourth line into the Rambam, Halacha Ches. The Rambam explains the din of our Mishnah, that if you have one, and then within 40 days you have another, and then another, it keeps on getting postponed. So the Rambam didn't have to tell us why. Why? Because there's a pasuk. The pasuk says one carbon for all these ladies. Right? But instead, the Rambam decided to give us a pshat. Why is that, that it's one? So the Rambam reads like this, Ketzad, Yoldo Nekeva, Kol Nefolim Shetapel Miyem Aleda Agim Shmoinim. Listen to this lashon. Harei Heim Nechshovim Im Avlad HaRishon. They are counted with the Vlad HaRishon. Uke'ilu, it's considered as though Yoldo Teumim Zeach HaZeh. The Rambam went to a ganze shtickel Torah. The Rambam is not saying the way we learned the sugya kepshutoi. The Rambam is saying, you know what? This is like it's all counted together with the first leida, which actually sounds like fakert. The first leida is the ikka, and the Rambam says, and it's as though she gave birth to twins. What is that? Why does Rambam say that for? What does the twins do? The twins also has to come onto this pasuk. If not for this pasuk, our Gemara says, if not for the pasuk that we have, if a woman gave birth to twins, she'd have to bring two karbanas. One for baby A and one for baby B. And if a woman gave birth to a zocha, and then a day later she gave birth to an akeva, the Gemara says by us that if not for the pasuk, she would have to go ahead and bring separate karbanos. So what is the Rambam wanting? The Rambam says you should know if a woman is mapel and then mapel again and again and again, she brings one karban. Obviously because of the pasuk that we have in our Gemara, Zois Torah Sayoledes Azachol Nakeva. But the Rambam says, you know why? It's because it's Ki'il Areim Nechshovim Im Avlad HaRishon. They're counted with the first birth. Uki'ilu yolda tumim zeach hazeh. What do you mean, ki'ilu yolda tumim? That doesn't help us. The tumim need to come onto the same thing that the non-tumim have to come onto. And that is, there's a pasuk that says that several ladies are potter. It's the same pasuk. The Rambam is basically, he's totally tanya, but the loy tanya. The Rambam is saying, you know, it's all considered one, or it's all, I don't say one, it's all considered with the first ladder. And it's as though she gave birth to twins, one after the other. Twins after one another needs the same pasuk. We got no more clarity. Instead of the Rambam, I'm just saying the Pasuk. Zoi, Shenema, the Rambam should say, Gzeres HaKosevi, Shenema, Zoi, Steiras HaYoledes, LaZocho, VeLaNekevo. What's going on? So what we see is like this. What we see is like this. This opens the door now to understand the whole sugya. Because what we see from the Rambam is that till now, we were looking at it that when the Chachomim say, Zman Shenik, Vlad Shenik command the Issa, right? That means that the Chachomim hold, we value the second Leder. Right? We value the second Leder. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Vlad Shenik command the Lesner, we look at the second Leder like it didn't exist. The Rambam is eating a new Knech. And the Rambam is saying that the Vlad Shenik command the Issa doesn't mean that it's a new independent Leda, but rather it's a Leda which is continuing the process of the original Leda. It is a Leda. We consider it a Leda. And because we consider it a Leda, imagine if a Leda took place for 30 days. That's how long the Leder took place. So the Leder would start on Aleph Nisan, and it would end on Aleph Iyar. And that's all one big Leder. Right? Well, halacha, normally that's not possible, because halachically there's a defining moment of Rosh Hashanah, of when the child is called born, and that's a Leder. A minute before he's not born, and a minute later it already happened. So there isn't... But the Torah came now and said, Zois Torahs Hayoledes. Says the Rambam, what the Torah did was, the Torah said, you know what? There's an extension to the Leder. It's an extended Leder. And therefore, and that's why the Rambam says, Kilu Yoldo Tumim Zach. I said, what's he trying to say? He's not trying to say halachic point. Because Kilu Yoldo Tumim Achazach also needs the Pasuk. So he's not trying to give us halachic reasoning why it's one kom. He's trying to tell us how to view it. What is the Torah telling you how to view it? The way the Torah is telling you to view it is, there's a Leda that can keep on progressing, provided that it's Toich Yimei Melois. And if that's the case, according to the Chachamim, the second Leda is Taka Kamandi Issa, like the Gemara says. But it's a Hamshocha to the first Leda. Clearly this Rambam sheds tremendous light on the first Rambam. Why he says, you can't bring a korban now in middle, because you're in middle, that Leda that you had before has extended itself. So, Avada you can't, there's nothing to talk about. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not the Lomdus. That's not the Lomdus. So now, you have to understand, by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not the Lomdus, it opens him up to a much broader picture. The Chachamim are limited, because they learned the Torah came and said that the original Leda gets extended. Toich Melois is an extension of that Leda, another Leda extension. So they have a narrow view. The Leda extends itself. It's one long birthing process, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, the Vlad Shani, the reason why you don't bring a korban is because the Torah doesn't value the second Leda at all. Lagabi korban. Now that opens the door for Rabbi Yehuda to hold that Vlad Shani is actually more than the Chachamim. Because he doesn't hold, it's Kaman De'isa. As far as extending the birthing process. So now that it's not an extension, now it's even more independent. You follow? Now it's more independent. So Mamela, according to the Chachamim, we never had a tzad that now you should finish up the Yemei Melois of the first and then start counting the second. There's one long extended later. Why in the world would you can't? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the second later is not an extension of the first later, so now, take care of the first. The second Leda is Taka Potter from a Korban. But now you go on and count the regular days that you normally have after a birth, minus a kol. Minus a kol. That's a beauty. Posh. And Eina Chanami, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, he would argue with the Rambam's psak. Rabbi Yehuda would take a hold if you brought a kolm on Leda Aleph. We potter. And potentially, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't have to bring a kolm for the second Leda. Because the Torah wasn't Machayev a kolm on the second Leda. Potentially. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda's whole line of thinking. But that's a separate issue. That's not a Negel Aloch, that piece. And that's the pshat in our sugya. So basically, our Gemara is going that the second Leda, according to the Chachamim, is Kemandi Issa, but it's Hamshocha to the first Leda. And therefore, since it's Hamshocha to the first Leda, so it's very Gemolta, you wouldn't even have to have separate Kavanah. It's one Leda. And therefore, there's one Chiyuv Kol. And if a woman is Mapel again, so the Leda's Vayta continuing. Toich Malois. Toich Malois allows the Leda to extend itself and keep on going. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Kulam nechshavim imo echot. Uki'ilu yolda tumim. That's what the Rambam means. And that's why there's only one Chi of Kolm according to the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Now, the question is, does Rabbi Yehuda hold no only Lagabi Kolm? In which case, potentially, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lagabi Tumim v'tahara. The second Vlad is a regular Vlad. Regular Vlad means it ushers in a new Svira. And it doesn't change the first Leda. So the first Leda ended, started and ended. So because the first Leda started and ended, it's entitled to its own Yimei Tumah V'Tahara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was a second Leda, which is not an extension of the first. And because of that, that's also accorded Yimei Tumah V'Tahara. It's all one thinking process. That's the Hezbollah. And the only reason why the Chachamim hold everything can overlap, really logic is it shouldn't be able to overlap. The Chachamim hold everything can overlap because it's one big foggy Leda. So it's not like, well, I'm counting for the first, I'm counting for the second. I'm in one Leda. But Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it's two, potentially, they can't overlap. So it's really one pshat in the Gansa Maisa.
What's the other side of Rabbi Yehuda?
The other side that the Gemara has according to Rabbi Yehuda is that it's only the Chumra that he holds that's independent. That's what Gemara says. Lakula, he wouldn't say it. That's the Gemara's two stada.
What's the logic of that? What's the logic of saying Lakula? How do we understand this in the other side? Lakula, before you come on to
more involved way, but... No, meaning that he agrees with the Chachamim that Toich Malois is one extended period. It can't accord you new Yimei Tahara. Because since it's Toich Malois, the Torah doesn't give it its own independence. On the other hand, it's not that the Torah is extending the Leda till now that you can make another Leda within this time period. Meaning, when the Torah went and said, Rabbi Yehuda came and he said that the second Leda doesn't have the ability to extend the Leda of the first in order to allow Leda number three to also be included in this Shalat. That was Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Mishnah. Now, so clearly the Gemara is saying, even though Rabbi Yehuda, one choice is that Rabbi Yehuda holds the second Leda doesn't exist Bechlau. That was one side of it. The other side of the Gemara is it's only Lagabi Korban, Lagabi Tumah V'Tahara does. If it exists Lagabi Tumah V'Tahara, then it would come out that Rabbi Yehuda would give you an extension to your Yimei Tahara. Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you have a birth within the first Malois, it is associated with it enough so that you can't get extra days. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, he agrees with the Chachamim that there's also an element of Kilu Yolda Tumim. As far as Tumah V'Tahara is concerned, we don't give you extra Tumah V'Tahara. It's all different ways of viewing the Leda. Do we view the second Leda like it's completely brand new? Or do we only view the second Leda as completely brand new? L'chumra. L'chumra, but if it's L'chumra to associate it with the first Leda, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that. Which would mean that Rabbi Yehuda then would say that we associate it with the first Leda, that it doesn't extend more You made tumah v'tahal. Those are the two stadim in the Gemara. I don't know why that's not difficult. I mean, at least to me, it's not difficult. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. What? Again, the Rabbi Yehuda is saying clearly that really each leida is potentially could be a separate leida. Potentially. It's just that the Torah pater, the second kol from a kol. Right? So if that's the case, you made tumah v'tahara start anew for the second kol. Correct? That's all. But because it was toich malois of the first, you don't have to bring another kol. The third carbon, on the other hand, which is already outside of the yemei malois of the first, is chayav a korban. So what? No, but the second leida does not require a korban. So we can't pater the next one. You know what I'm saying? The malois of a chayav korban is pater from a korban. That's all. Now, when you go back to Nega, I believe that this Rambam, the way the Rambam is explaining it, it explains Nega as well. Because what the Rambam really is telling us, that we limit the Chiddush, meaning when the Torah says you could bring one korban on many, many things, it's not just that the Torah is saying one bracha paters all the food. The Torah is linking the events. In other words, when the Torah is marred by one korban for many things, we limit the Chiddush of what the Torah is doing. We don't maximize the Chiddush and say what the Torah is saying is each event is completely separate and you bring one carbon for everything. We actually link the events. Now, if you look at Rashi, by the last Mishnah, by Nagoyim, Rashi also says the same thing. Rashi says, Al Nagoyim Habe, the first Rashi in the Gemara following the last Mishnah. For Amrit Eni Mevi Al Korban Echad Al Nagoyim Habe. Look at Rashi's Lashon. Almo Chad Soras Arichtohi. So what the Rambam is telling us by Leda, Rashi is telling us the same Musag by Nagoyim. That we link the Nagoyim. So because Rashi is linking the Nagoyim, the tzipporim that were already brought were brought during the time that this nega was already here. So that's why the korbanos that you bring in bizman tahara, that obviously come at the end. But the tzipporim that you brought now, the whole kasha we had was, that's connected to the last nega. No, the whole lundus of negoyim habi is that the negoyim get linked. And may those tzipporim are not ignored, those tzipporim are part of the parasha. Okay, stop it.
Quick question. Shabbos. My wife forgot to put the kishka in the chalent. Right? My wife forgot to put the kishka in the chalent. So I was thinking the kishka is a davar yavesh, really. Right? It's a little oil concern, but it's really a davar yavesh. Can you put it on top of the crock pot on Shabbos?
Sure.
Because the cooked item already.
Yeah, the Yavish. I'll gabi gedera, it's mutter.
Okay. And one other quick question. In terms of fasting today, because it's a nidcha for my daughter, not a bas mitzvah.
She's not a bas mitzvah?
No, who is bas mitzvah? I'm saying, how shocked does she have to feel, actually? Or is it she stays the whole day in bed and
she
doesn't break it?
She feels better than she could break. But if she doesn't feel better than. Right, but I'm saying if she can function, if she has a headache, yeah.
So the ikka, she.